Good morning, this is Hannah and Michelle with your 10 AM Zlines. In local news, concerns are growing over water security and efficiency in the North Queensland city of Cairns, with a $472 million project from the Regional Council aiming to avoid a supply shortfall. Despite being Australia's wettest major city and receiving an average annual rainfall of almost 2,000 millilitres per year, water supplies in Cairns are tedious. The city only has one dam to supply its 150,000 residents, which was constructed in 1976 for a population a third of this size. The Cairns Council's new project will provide the city with a new intake and treatment plant and is scheduled for completion in 2026.
Amendments passed in Queensland State Parliament last night will aim to resolve administrative issues with the state's parole board. The law changes come after concerns were raised about whether some members of the board were properly appointed, sparking concerns about the validity of some of the board's decisions. Corrective Services Minister Nikki Boyd admitted that appropriate processes were not followed when some appointments were made, but says that the government amendments will rectify the situation and maintain community safety.
In national news, the first case of leprosy in the Northern Territory since 2021 has been reported in the Top End region. The easily curable disease is caused by a bacterial infection that, if left untreated, results in skin lesions and nerve damage. Although leprosy is uncommon in Australia and almost eradicated among developed nations, cases are mostly recorded among Indigenous communities in remote areas, which points to the economic inequality between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians. The cause of the disease is unknown, however, it is highly associated with severely overcrowded dwellings, a symptom of the ongoing housing shortage affecting remote communities.
As of July 1st, those with visitor visas and temporary graduate visas will no longer be able to apply for student visas from within Australia. The visitor-to-student pathway has become increasingly prevalent with over 36,000 applications since last July to this May. The Minister of Home Affairs stated that this change makes it clear that graduates should either be finding skilled jobs and becoming permanent residents or depart the country. This change is part of a strategy from the government aiming to have net overseas migration by the next financial year.
In international news, at least 8 people are dead and 21 are wounded after a Russian missile attack on Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's hometown of Kryvyi Rih. According to the Ukrainian military command, the ballistic missile strike hit and damaged an administrative building and an apartment block. The attack marks one of the deadliest Ukraine has seen in weeks. President Zelensky says his nation needs to come together with its partners to focus on strengthening air defenses to protect its citizens.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cool and sunny. It's currently 16 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 21. The UV index is predicted to reach a moderate level of 4. And that's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. And in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.